today on The Good Stuff, something from our mentor, Jim Thompson.
Oh, and that's, I'm looking forward to that.
One of his columns. Yeah. So we'll get to that here in just a moment. First, we're going to tell you about Tri-State Livestock News and Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, a couple of our big sponsors here on the Good Stuff program. And, of course, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board knows you might come down for a fall hunting trip or winter ice fishing in the Valentine area. You can check that out at visitvalentine.com. But if you're planning a getaway to create some great memories with your family, want a little different wide open space, check out the Niobrara River, Merritt Reservoir, an international dark skies designated area out around Merritt. So a lot of things to do, and all you got to do is click on visitvalentine.com.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a good plan. Here's another plan. While you're at the computer, go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News. Years ago, cattlemen had limited resources, but folks, it's a new day. You don't anymore. There's Tri-State Livestock News. Get the latest on livestock, grain, rodeo, and more with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Again, tsln.com.
So this is a story that Jim Thompson had passed on to us, and I hadn't seen this one before, so I thought maybe we haven't used this one. So I thought maybe we would feature it for you today. It was in his column called The Good Stuff, and it's called You Gotta Use the Old Melon. All right?
Okay.
It's an old story, but unfortunately all too true even in today's world. So this farmer needed his operating money. He had worked on a business plan and a cash flow deal for several days. When he sat down with his loan officer, it looked good on paper. He was going to plant wheat as long as he raised 35 bushel crop and got 410 for the wheat. It looked pretty good. That year, though, he had 18 bushel crop and 290 wheat. He met with the banker and explained that he would need an extension on that operating loan. Well, the banker agreed, and next year the farmer planted wheat again. And once again, when it came time to pay off his operating, he was short. The third year, his banker asked what he was going to plant. Wheat. Always wheat. The third year, he was again short. 3 years without being able to retire his operating notes. So the fourth year, the loan officer asked the farmer if he ever thought of planting watermelons. Huh. The farmer reluctantly agreed. And that fall, he came into his bank with a big smile on his face. He paid off his operating loan. The banker was tickled. Then the farmer paid off the previous year's note. And the banker was really happy. Then the farmer paid off the year before that note.
Oh, no.
The banker was just beaming. And the farmer paid off his first year's operating note. The banker was astounded. Boy, he said, those watermelons really turned into a nice profit for you. The farmer said, they sure did, and I've got enough cash left over to buy my seed wheat for next year. The old saying is true, if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always got. Thanks to Jim for sharing that with us, and we share it today on The Good Stuff.
That is funny. On a previous program, I shared things that your mom has said, things you've witnessed her say, or other people have told you, or whatever. I thought they were quite amusing. And I have some more. This is from Debbie Hackinson. And she says, my, how you've changed. One day, my mother ran into a woman who said they had gone to high school together. Mom insisted she didn't remember her. So the woman came to our house with her yearbook. She pointed out her photo, and then my mom said, well, of course I didn't recognize you, Mom said. You were pretty back then.
Oh, gee. Choice of words could have been better there.
I know it. It's one thing to jumble your words, but yeah, could have had a little filter there. Unless she is near death, as she puts it, my mom refuses to go to the doctor. Recently, she noticed her doctor at a church reception. The man nodded and smiled at her, and she walked over to join him at the dessert table. I really need to call you for a visit, she confided. I know it's been a while. He nodded knowingly, and she leaned closer to whisper into his ear. You know, I would come see you more often if you wouldn't ask me to take off my clothes every time. A red flush crept up the man's neck, and he shook his head and smiled. I believe you must have me confused with someone else, he said. Perhaps your doctor?
Oh, gee.
Oh, can you imagine how embarrassing that would be? Oh, my goodness.
That would certainly push the envelope a little bit in there.
Let's wrap it up with one more. My mom spoke very little English. When I was going through my rebellious teenage years, I would often taunt her with a retort, leave me alone. One day I overheard her commiserating with a friend. All my daughter ever says to me is, give me alone, give me alone. Translation problem there, I think.
And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.